The Sons of Liberty was a secret political organization in the American colonies that protested against British policies and laws before the American Revolution. By the time the Revolution began, there were chapters of the Sons of Liberty in all 13 colonies. The Sons of Liberty formed out of a number of smaller protest groups in 1765 in response to the Stamp Act. The first group was likely formed out of the Loyal Nine in Boston with other groups, soon forming in New York and in Connecticut. The name comes from a speech made in the British Parliament by Irishman Isaac Barr. He referred to the American colonists as the Sons of Liberty when arguing against the passage of the Stamp Act. The Sons of Liberty had to arrange secret meetings or they might get arrested by British soldiers. They had informal gatherings at local taverns such as the Green Dragon Tavern in Boston. More formal meetings were held at night. And in Boston, they met under an elm tree in Hanover Square that was called the Liberty Tree. In New York, they would signal the location by building a tall pole called the Liberty Pole. The first major action of the Sons of Liberty was to protest the Stamp Act. They took direct action by harassing the stamp tax distributors who worked for the British government. The distributors became so scared of the Sons of Liberty that many of them quit their jobs. They also gathered in large groups and protested in the streets. Their protest worked, and the tax was soon repealed by the British government. The most famous action of the Sons of Liberty was the Boston Tea Party, in protest to a tax on tea. Several members boarded trade ships in Boston Harbor and tossed their tea into the water. This act was a major event leading up to the Revolutionary War. As a matter of fact, upon hearing the news of the Tea Party, John Adams exclaimed, "This is the most magnificent movement of all. There is a dignity, a majesty, a sublimity, and the last effort of the patriots that I greatly admire." The morning after the Tea Party, John Adams also reported, "The town of Boston was never more still and calm of a Saturday night than it was last night. All things were conducted with great order, decency, and perfect submission to government." However, with this background in mind, the Boston Tea Party was not a riot by any stretch of the imagination for two important reasons. First, it was 100% peaceful with no looting, rioting, injury, or destruction of person or private property. Through all of the actions taken by the Patriots during that night, no personal property was destroyed. The tea itself, which was owned by the government-run East India Company and being forced upon the colonists by government edict, was the only item targeted. In a letter written to Benjamin Franklin immediately after the Tea Party, it was explained that the Sons of Liberty arrived and demanded the tea, which was given up to them without the least resistance. They soon emptied all the chests into the harbor to the amount of about 340. This was done without injury to any property or to any man's persons. When they had done their business, they silently departed, and the town has been remarkably quiet ever since. In fact, when it was discovered that one opportunist had filled his pocket with some tea, he was stripped of his booty and his clothes together and sent home naked, with the writer sarcastically noting that it was a remarkable instance of order and justice among savages. By the time the Revolution began, the Sons of Liberty were fairly well organized with groups from different colonies communicating and planning protests together. The Sons of Liberty attracted members from all walks of the colonial life, such as lawyers, dock workers, farmers, doctors, tavern owners, traders, and publishers. Some of the more famous members included such men as Samuel Adams, who is often considered the founding member of the Sons of Liberty. We'll get to him in a moment.
A test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road, and what his attitude is after everything has left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the President a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. You know the routine, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Top left side of the page, subscribe. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you want to know who we are, what it is that we've been doing over the last 25, 30 years in ministry, I said doing. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also check out none other than beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, the number is up on the screen for those that are listening through radio, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Just want to make sure everybody understands that. You know, that's what all the politicians say, friends. That's what all of those in the church pulpits say. But we judge them according to their fruit, right? By what they produce to the glory of Christ. John 15:8, Matthew 7:16-20. I put that in reverse for you. Just wanted to let you know that we just did an event in Brainerd, Minnesota. And we've got a friend out there. We've got Aircover, KTLK. Just wanted to thank Don Elliott for the opportunity and thank you for the advertisements to get that event going. We got a young man out there that is setting these events up. And the first time we were there, he had the room almost filled up. The second time, he had to go to the bigger room. So I suspect the third time he's going to run out of room, and that's what he's working towards right now. Because we're understanding more so than anything, friends, that obviously we see that that politics are corrupt because the church is corrupt. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We also understand that great men of God, such as John Wesley, George Whitefield, John Bunyan, the list goes on. Many of those guys were ostracized from the church, John 16:1, because they were preaching against what the church wasn't preaching. Okay, and that's exactly where we're at today. And isn't it tell us in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 that we're supposed to go without the camp and bear the reproach of Christ? I'll tell you what, we're being driven from the church and from politics to the people like them men of old that they were called to go to. because the harvest fields are ripe and they are ready. Saying that, to say this, friends, it was a fantastic event. And again, I just want to thank all those guys that are out there taking the time to see what we're seeing here, because what's happening is we're seeing history being repeated here. And it's exactly what the Sons of Liberty did, friends, back during the founding era of this country. They established something called the Committee of Correspondence in 1772. And what they did is they kept the colonies awake. And again, the reason they had to keep them awake is because many in that day, you got to keep in mind, during the founding era of this country, only one third of the people of the 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population and the 56 signers in the Black Robe Regiment, a third of those people were used to establish what we have today. So we can clearly see that the Lord doesn't use a majority. He uses a minority. And again, why is that? That no flesh should glory in his presence. And it's exactly what we get to see. Folks, I'll tell you what, my harvest field, my mission field was always high school assembly programs. And isn't it interesting that the church in America today, lack thereof of Christianity, it's interesting to note that they spend trillions of dollars every year, no joke, sending missionaries over into third world countries to preach a gospel, they call it. It's a different gospel, Galatians 1:8. But they go there, they preach a gospel to third world countries that they fail to preach to their own kids in the backyard. Hey, okay, we'll take it. What a demographic, man. I mean, and again, isn't it interesting how we can go out and have a care for everybody else's country and everybody else's people? And that is awesome. I'm not degrading that in any sense of the word. But folks, we can't fix other nations until we first correct ourselves. So we have to get right before God here first and foremost. And in the process, again, that's exactly what's happening. P.S., we have an event coming up in WPNN in Florida, Pensacola. We're also going to be going to the other side of the state in Florida. That's next month. We're also working with new people here in the state of Minnesota, and I'm looking forward to this one. Hopefully, it's going to be in the Minneapolis area, folks. I'm talking about going right into the belly of the beast, just like the Capitol. Hey, folks, the door's open. We're walking through it because that's where the Lord has called us to go to. And again, we look at that as an opportunity. But I wanted to say this, because it was almost something that I couldn't believe. When we did this event in Brainerd just this last week, we did Q&A at the end of my event. I think I preached for about 2 hours. And in the process, one guy raises his hand. And if he's listening right now, he really does need to correct himself. And I'm not saying this to basically give you no hope, but I almost couldn't believe what came out of your mouth. This guy raises his hand, and as he raises his hand, he says, well, you know, I know that you've done this, and I know that you've done that, and I understand what's going on out there. And this guy, probably 65, maybe 70 years old, says this. He says, maybe those kids that I highlighted that were subjected to everything and protected from nothing, maybe the next generation of kids that have been subjected and to everything and protected from nothing, maybe when they're out of school, maybe what they'll do is maybe they'll be the responsible party to reclaim this country. And I just, again, this is what we're up against. I said, because I looked at everybody looking at me and they had a look of disgust, like, did that guy really say that? And I put that in contrast, and I've said this before, but you need to hear it. Thomas Paine, the author that catapulted our forefathers through common sense to basically call for independence, the Declaration of Independence and separation from us in Britain, he's the one that said, if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time. And he was saying that so it didn't fall to his children. And I've said this 1,000 times because I've seen it, I've discerned it, I've sensed it. Over and over again, the older generation that has dropped the ball on the younger generation wants that generation to come up and fix what they have left undone. That, my friends, is the American version of Christianity. That, my friends, is a different gospel. As I said earlier, Galatians 1:8. That, my friends, brings a curse upon a nation. And I'm here to tell you that that older generation that looks to the younger to do for them what they were unwilling to do for themselves, or even the kids that have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing, you are a reproach.
They despise you. They want nothing to do with you because of what you haven't done, not what you have done. And I know I'm talking to some new people over at KHNC 1360 AM right now. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We'll be right back. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News
is a national newspaper
that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends. As you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 281-845-4704. Let me just remind everybody that this is the one radio show where they don't teach you to be quiet. Just the exact opposite. Make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour, friends, and it's exactly what we're seeing. It's exactly what we're seeing. Not only that, we're also seeing these sheep jump right on board with the wolves that are devouring them. They're helping them open the doors to the wolves to come in and devour, just like the hirelings, John 10:12. Pretty crazy, isn't it? Here, let me prove the point. I was just talking about our event in Brainerd, Minnesota, which was a kick in the pants. It was a great turnout. And the kid out there that is putting time and effort to make this happen for his whole community, folks, he's doing a job that is second to none. And it shows you, folks, we've done this thousands of times. But this kid's really picking it up, and he's really making a difference with this community. And it's one of the things that I've said to people across the country, radio show affiliates, managers, so on and so forth. If you want to really seriously bring change to your country, start with your audiences. That's how you do it. That's what we have been doing for a long time here. Hopefully, we're going to be doing an event out in KHNC 1360 AM. We've done events before. I remember the first event that we've done, which is the only event that we've ever done. It was packed. Folks, next time it's going to be twice as packed. Why? Because people want an alternative message to today's conservatives, which is yesterday's liberals. Jesus told us in Mark 8:15 to beware of the leaven of the Herods, or the Herodians, right? The wicked doctrines of government. And he also told us to do the same thing and beware of the leaven, the wicked doctrines of those in the church. And it's exactly what it is. Why? Because if the blind lead the blind, they're all going to end up in the ditch. And the people see that what's going on, it's like the dog chasing its tail. It's called circular reasoning. They keep getting caught up into the same cycle that the mainstream media that they don't believe in keeps offering them. And it's literally like watching a dog chase its tail. And it's embarrassing to say the least. So we need more affiliates across the country. We need more people to understand that this can be done. And we have literally thousands of times and thousands of examples to show the people that we can save our country if we're willing to fight for it. 1 Timothy 6:12. Now, what I want to do is I was just highlighting the fact that the Brainerd event that we did, there was a guy that's raised his hand and said, hopefully the up and coming generation that has literally been left in the cesspool of indoctrination by the people that want now to be saved by the ones that they threw into the cesspool of indoctrination. This guy raised his hand and he said, you know, maybe what they'll do is they'll be the next generation that basically come up and save the country. In other words, what he was saying is maybe they'll do what my generation left off. Well, let me tell you this. They have to. They have to. And the bottom line is what we have to do is we have to respond to the commands of God because they're not suggestions. Now, let me show you this. In proving the point that I'm making concerning how the kids are being thrown into a cesspool of indoctrination. Because I'm here to tell you, friends, if you read the Declaration of Independence, the lines have been crossed long ago concerning what the people in this country have put up with by corruption, again, in the church and in the said halls of government today. Look at this. This is a victory in Texas right now, and I want you to see it. And I want you to hear it. Now, check this out. This is something that they're elated about. It says, hallelujah, praise God, Texas approves Bible lessons in school. Now, check this out.
Morning, for the first time ever, public school curriculum infused with Bible lessons will be allowed and rewarded.
8-7, the motion passes.
The Texas Board of Education narrowly approved new state-authorized curriculum for 2.3 million public school students from kindergarten through fifth grade starting next year. Material being taught includes the Golden Rule, using lessons from the Bible and referring to the Bible as a series of ancient texts. This morning, for the first time
ever,
public school
curriculum. Hey, folks, can I just tell you this? When you say that you don't believe the mainstream media, I want to tell you why you don't believe the mainstream media, because what you just heard is a bunch of propaganda. Yep, they may have a victory in reforming and reclaiming their rights in Texas, and good for them. Why? Because they were willing to fight to reclaim their God-given rights, because they don't come from the generosity of the state, they come from God. What you just heard through this propaganda outlet, and what you just heard concerning this useful idiot that was just reading off a teleprompter was nothing short of propaganda. She said, for the first time ever, she is a liar. And folks, this is the kind of nonsense that you listen to. They're a bunch of revised, dumbed down, useful idiots parroting what it is that they're reading off the teleprompter. Do you see this right here? Folks, for those that are listening to me on radio right now, I want you to understand something. I have a Bible study course in Dallas high schools. This was mandatory to complete, and it was a Bible course all the way up until the 1960s. And I just want to make sure everybody understands that's listening to me right now. You never lost the right to pray in a public school campus. You never lost the right to read your Bible on a public school campus. You never lost the right to form Christian clubs on campus. You never lost the right to do research papers, speeches, so on and so forth concerning Christian themes. You never lost the right to be exempt from participating in assignments that are contrary to their religious beliefs. After all, we're ruled by law in this country, not by the opinions of unconstitutional parties, namely the Republican and the Democrats, which don't exist in the Constitution. Hey, folks, you never lost the right to discuss Christian issues, even though other students may overhear them. We are a Christian nation. Have you forgotten that your public servants, your representative government, your limited representative government, that they put their hand on that Bible to swear and hope hold God's moral law? I hope so. I just wanted to make sure that you've seen that, because again, this is another reason why people don't believe the media. No, folks, it's not the first time ever. Nothing. These people, these good people in Texas, are just merely reclaiming what God has given them. I'm going to go ahead and pull up Steve calling in from Minnesota. Steve, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, that comment that guy made at the last event, you know, whenever I hear those people saying how bad things are, I say, no, they're too good. Things are way too good because you guys give away everything, you fight for nothing, you won't even, not only won't you fight for something, you won't work for something. Yep. I mean, we can opt out of so many things, and you know, they won't give up their snowmobiles and speedboats to stay home and homeschool their kids, and then they wonder why their kids are mad at them and messed up and doing drugs. You know, we can opt out of so many things and provide for ourselves, and people could do it, but why should anybody else come in and save them when they won't lift one finger to save themselves?
That's exactly right, Stephen. It's exactly what I've said continuously. How do you expect the Lord to show mercy to a nation when they themselves don't even help themselves? And it's like, I've heard that since I've been a little kid. Is it true in essence? Is it scripturally said that God helps those that help themselves? No, but I mean, if you equate that to James 2:14-26, it's exactly what it says. Faith without works is dead. They want somebody else to do for them what it is that they're unwilling to do for themselves. And they have forgotten that God gave commandments, not suggestions. And then they wonder why they're in the predicament that they are. And because of their dereliction of duty and because of their rebellion towards God, now they want the kids to save them, the very kids, again, that they threw into the cesspool of indoctrination in the first place. Steve, I got to be honest with you, dude. When he said this, I almost couldn't even believe he said it. It was almost like there was a gasp in the air from everybody else with a look of disdain on their faces. Like, did you really say that? He really said it, Steve. He really said it. And by the way, he really meant it.
Well, that's the thing. They have a loser mentality, and then they wonder why they can't win. But Jesus said it specifically when he told the parable about the three servants. You know, the one got one bag of gold, one got two, or, you know, they do it.
Yeah, Luke 19.
It was the talents. Yeah. So he was very pleased with the two that doubled everything. And the one that said, my master reaps where he doesn't sow, you know, and he buried that because he was afraid of losing it. He was the typical voter that won't do nothing, hopes some politician will come to save him. You know, and I got up at where I gave a speech once, and I said to him, if everybody here would just, you know, take their kids out of the public school, Pelosi would have declared a state of emergency. And he'd say, what do you want? And they would have gave us whatever we wanted to put our kids back. And I said, why won't you people just pull your kids out? I mean, when the Supreme Court said no prayer in the schools, all you had to do was say, fine, we're yanking our kids. You got all the power in the world, and you give it over to these reprobates that are going to abuse it.
That's right. Steve, I got a hard break coming up on me, guy. Thank you for your call. I always appreciate your insight. We're going to take a quick break here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I got more on that topic on the other side of this break, by the way.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Our theme this year is Revival and Reverence, Returning to God, with some great speakers, including the courageous Pastor Art Pawlowski from Canada, Dr. Ted Brower, Matt Truella, Scott Shera, Pastor Butch Paw, and more. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com. This is sure to be the highlight of your year.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Bob the Plumber from IMTV. We've been working with Bradley Dean. Done several shows with him, and I really love Bradley. What I love most about him is his knowledge of Scripture. I even asked him a question live on the air one time that would have embarrassed 99% of all people. Bradley knew immediately the answer.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Okay, so let me go to the other side of what we're talking about again. It's interesting, again, because I want to go to the other side of this pendulum now. And I just showed you that you never lost the right. Isn't it interesting that we see now, under this new administration, right? That's going to clean house, we're told, for the second time around. Illinois House advances bill to persecute homeschoolers. Now, I'd just like for somebody to tell me, now before you start getting all afraid of these lies like the ACLU and the SPLC and all these other communist organizations that are planted in the system of government to upend who we are, did you hear what I said? They don't have a constitutional right to be here. And the said representatives putting it now up to them, can somebody please call me and tell me where it is in Illinois or any other country in the state in our union, can you show me where they are extracting constitutional authority, a reference to law that gives them delegated authority from the people, you know it's not there, to go ahead and attack its own people? Can somebody tell me where the government has any authority whatsoever in this area to tell the parents of this country that they cannot homeschool their children? 281-845-4704. They can always, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, right? If they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, right? I'm waiting. 281-845-4704. I can almost guarantee you 100% that if we reached out to these said law breakers, not lawmakers, to get on the show and answer for themselves, that's all I'd have to do. Instead of the burden of proof being on me, I would lay it on him and ask him, where is it that you derived your authority to go ahead and attack homeschoolers? The first thing I would say is show me that. The second thing I would ask is, can you show me where the state has any children? Can you show me that in the Constitution? Absolutely not. Why? Because it's not there. You know what the mainstream media does is they pick these sorts of headlines up. Illinois House advances bill to persecute homeschoolers. And you know what? I got to be honest with you and say this. Americans that sit back and allow this kind of communism to go on, this totalitarianism, this authoritarianism to go on with their said representatives that don't understand that they work for them rather than you working for them, you deserve what you get. Because I've said it 1,000 different ways. Hey, folks, it goes back to that movie that I seen when I was a kid in the 70s. It was a karate movie. It was called Kill or Be Killed, right? Isn't that right? Either you understand that you're the law and you put these said representatives in a position that they understand that they only operate within the confines of the Constitution, that, by the way, they swore that they would uphold. Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. Go back to Ecclesiastes 5, verse 4. Remember that? They swore to uphold the law, not to tear them down. You deserve what you get if you're going to sit back and you're going to allow these people to attack you. Why? Because you're not dealing with the corruption. Again, do you think that this corruption's just going to go away on its own? Absolutely not. What do I find in Scripture here? I see, who will rise up for me against the evildoers, saith the Lord, Psalm 94, verse 16, or who will stand up for me against the workers of lawlessness? Boy, isn't that interesting? The Lord is looking for those that will go. And the fact of the matter is, folks, you sit back and you allow this kind of nonsense to take place. They don't have any authority to attack homeschoolers. You know what it says? Despite historic levels of public opposition. In other words, what they're saying now is they don't care what the people say. And this article is given unto us by none other than my friend Alex Newman. And it says, despite historic levels of public opposition, telling their lawmakers, you better back off. It says, Illinois lawmakers advance controversial legislation attacking homeschoolers and private schools that could lead to the jailing of home educating parents and even the removal of children from their homes. They're doing the same thing in Minnesota. I'm going to tell you something right now. If that is not, number one, a provocation of war, you want to tell me what that is? But I want to tell you again, why they're so emboldened is because your apathy and your tolerance adds strength to their tyrannical moves. And it's exactly what they're doing right now. It tells us in Deuteronomy 19:19. I'm going to go there for you really quick so you can understand who we are, not what they want you to believe that we are. And when I go over to Deuteronomy 19:19, what does it say? It says this, friends. It says, and I'm looking for the King James Version. Then shall you do unto him as he had thought to have done unto his brother, so shalt thou put away evil from among you. So when they're calling for jailing homeschoolers and their parents and stealing their children from the parents, that's called kidnapping. That is felonious to the max. As a matter of fact, if you look through Scripture, the New and the Old, or the Old and the New Testament, again, the New Testament is the fulfilling of the law, the Old. You know what the consequence of kidnapping is, friends? Death. Your said representatives are so emboldened right now that they want to They want to jail parents for educating their own kids. That is so far out of their scope of authority. That is so foreign to who we are as a people that the people need to stand up and jail them. Listen to me. The people need to impeach them, Article 2, Section 4. They need to prosecute them for in their intent to jail the parents. Without it, they're going to do it again. And they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. When I said earlier, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour, that's exactly what Franklin meant when you sit back and you allow this kind of nonsense. And then it goes on and it talks about the removal of children from their homes. Folks, you impeach them. Article 2, Section 4, you prosecute them. Article 1, Section 3, and you remember, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You better understand that the way that you prevent evil from prevailing is by teaching them the fear of God and departing from lawlessness. And the only way that they're going to depart from lawlessness when they understand that you are the law and that you're not playing with their crimes, period. Proverbs 16, 6. Proverbs 16, verse 6. Speaking of which, I wanted to kind of step over here, next topic, and I want you to see this. You guys do know that there's a lot of people still dying from the said shots, right? The experimental jabs. You do realize that now that they're actually calling for the removal of the said coronavirus vaccines. That's what they call them, right? They're talking about withdrawing them worldwide now. Now, just think about this. 20 million people dead that we know of. Healthimpactnews.com. Health Impact News. They'll give you accurate statistics. They're talking about removing COVID vaccine to be withdrawn worldwide. Why? Because of the side effects. It's not an issue of side effects, friends. They knew exactly what they were doing. It's a bioweapon. Okay? I want to show you something that you may have not seen over the last couple days. I also want to show you something, and as you watch it, I want you to also contemplate this. To the degree that these said doctors that have had plenty of time to know what this is all about, that have capitalized, these doctors that are saying that they're just doing their job, I'm talking about the ones that went right along with the criminal WHO. The criminal NIH, the criminal administration under Donald Trump and Joe Biden, who started all of this, okay? They are the ones that created this crisis, okay? What I'm going to show you right now is the fruit of their crisis. And remember, what they do is they create the crisis and then they play the problem solver. And if you want to know who's behind initiating the chaos or the crisis, just follow the money trail. You'll find the pill in the jam as to see what it's all about. I want you to see this young man right here. He was 16 years old. And guys, I just got to tell you, it's a picture of his caskets, radio listeners. Normal kid in high school. He goes and gets his shot. And before you know it, he's crippled. He can't do anything. A paraplegic. He has to have a brace hold up his head. Normal kid prior to him getting his shots that the doctors told him to get, that the government pushed through what you would call soft tyranny. No, but at the end, it's murder. But again, what would you expect from a government that says it's okay for women to murder 80 million babies in their womb, which they never had the authority to do so in the first place? But the American people let them murder off 80 million of their people, right? Well, guess what? Did you think that they wouldn't come after you? It's happening all day long. Young kids are dying all day long. Here, let me show you another one. This guy, as a matter of fact, he was telling everybody as he's using all of these expletives to go get their shots because he knew better. Just like all of those other doctors and those actors and those musicians that were just going along with the politicians telling you, go get your shots. You know, a good portion of those people aren't here any longer. And if you listen to the likes of the doctors that have been suppressed illegally by your government and governments worldwide, they are at length, along with big tech companies, are at length responsible, and they are accomplices for the act of murder. There's no question about it. And if they're not held accountable by you, friends, they're going to do it again. Guess what they're doing? They're promoting new said vaccinations, and they're trying to get them in you by force now. And they're doing that because the people are letting them do it. Now, I want to show you this guy. He thought he was a real wise guy. For those who refuse to get it besides medical issues, he said, blanking block. Okay. I'm vaccinated. Why aren't you like he's the standard, Mr. Samuel Menaz. Let me put at the very end of that, Mr. Samuel Menaz in his obituary. He's no longer here mocking those that said absolutely not. We have enough common sense to obey God here. I'm going to come back to something, and I want to show you how offensive this really is. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today. Hello, WPNN 790 AM and 103.7 FM. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Just a quick heads up and invitation. We are coming back to Pensacola to face off with them that didn't want you to hear what it is that they have failed to preach. We're going to be at Sonny's Barbecue, 630 North Navy Boulevard in Pensacola, Florida, Friday, April 25th at 6 p.m., and we hope to see you there. Let us not be found amongst the common herd, friends, as you are to be the compeers of angels, nay, as you are far higher than they, and one with Christ, and as the precious blood has been your ransom price, walk as becometh saints. Welcome back again to Sons of Liberty. Final segment, 281-845-4704. I will open it up for one more. By the way, thank you online. I just seen that. Totally appreciate it. Thanks for keeping us out there, because if you don't keep us out there, we have no sponsors. Our sponsor is He from on high and the Holy Ghost, who's been sent down to preach through us for His glory. So thank you very much for that. Just want to let you know that what I'm going to show you right now, and I'll convey it to the radio listeners, I seen this the other day, and it's just really hard to even watch it. It's really even hard to talk about it, because for 3 years, 4 years, going on 5 years now, we all know as a people collectively in this country that the doctors en masse were trying to tell the people the government was behind this genocide. Oh, and it's a genocide. Don't get me wrong. If it wasn't a genocide, contemplate again, and I've said this, and I'm going to say this to the new listeners, do keep in mind that it's your government that illegally sanctioned the murder of babies in the womb. And yet, how many of these said Christians, 86% that love the Lord so much, let a small portion of corruption in federal government illegally sanction the murder of those babies when God hates hands that shed innocent blood? I mean, purest form of sincerity in Christianity and holding and being yielded to the Holy Ghost, folks, is hating what he hates and loving what he hates, loving what he loves. How could it be otherwise when that comes from him in Romans 5:5? But so when you expect a government to kill its own children, you've already lost your soul. And you better just brace yourself for them to go ahead and assail you, because that's exactly what they've done over the last 5 years. And yet this current administration is telling you to go out there and get your shots. He's still telling them the same thing. Father of the vaccine. Oh, and he's talking about all the lives that have been saved. I mean, this is a delusion. This is like craziness that people don't judge. Like I said last week, folks, on Saturday's show, hey, if you want to continuously allow the said politicians to do what they do, just listen to what they say. Don't listen to what the Lord says. I speak as a man, but I'm giving you a parable, just like Paul in the book of Romans. Hey, listen to me. Just ignore what the Lord told you to do in judging men by their fruit. And politicians bank on the fact that you're not going to judge them by their fruit. You're just going to follow their lead, that no matter what they say, they're the ones telling you the truth. When history teaches us, a gazillion times over, that the truth is completely in contrast to a politician. You know, I've said it before. I got friends that are police. I got family members that are police. I got friends that are in the military. I got people that are what you would call behind the scenes. And they all the well know who's responsible for this. But yet everybody knows who's responsible for this, but nobody dares stand up and hold them accountable for it. Nope, just give them a free hand so they can do it again. Well, I'll tell you what, if that's where you're at, if you're watching me online right now, I want you to see something, because this wrecks me. And I'm almost trying not to look at it right now. I seen this just 2 days ago, and it's a little boy with her son, Stanley. He went out there and his mom didn't give him just one shot. She gave him two and then three, following the said doctor's lead. You got to keep in mind, following his lead, okay? Now what you're going to see here is him in his bed. And the first thing I did is I thought of my kid. The first thing I thought of is I am my brother's keeper. And when I looked at this little boy, I thought of my kid. We're all on the same island on this planet, friends. We're not separate. And I got to say this, at church yesterday, and if you haven't been to church on Sunday, we got about 4,000 to 5,000 people showing up every week. That's just raw viewers. And they're listening because we're holding to the word. We're giving them answers. The Holy Ghost is showing up. He's operating. He's speaking into lives. And the reason I'm saying that is yesterday I started off church with this. How many times do I see these said popular preachers, who, by the way, are controlled opposition? They're not going against the narrative. They're going with the narrative, or else they wouldn't be there. 1 Kings 13:33. You know what they do is they talk much of love, and they know nothing of it. What is the fulfilling of the law? Love. What is it? That's the first. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. Matthew 22:37. What is the second? The second is namely like unto this, that you love your neighbor as yourself. That is the fulfilling of the law. They talk about love, but they never demonstrate it, which shows you they don't have it. That's all they do is talk about love. And then they talk about the gifts of the Spirit. No. Look at the gifts of the Spirit. Like I said at church yesterday, the culture is the church's report card. This is the love they're talking about. Hey, you know what it is? It's a bunch of lawless hippies preaching about a love that they have no understanding of whatsoever. They don't love each other enough to actually fight for each other. They don't love each other enough to actually stand up and ward off the wolves. Absolutely not. They open up the doors to the wolves, to the wolves, so the sheep can be devoured. And they do it with a smile on their face. I've never seen so many effeminate cowards in all of my life. True that. True that. Capitulating effeminate cowards who have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. That hippie generation has been a curse to our generation, friends, 1,000 times over. And we have to right the wrongs. I'm saying that they talk much of love, but they're not willing to actually stand up. You know what the Bible says towards the end of a generation where the Lord judges it? He said, the love of many will wax cold because of the workers of lawlessness. You tell me where the love is when you see this. You tell me where the love is to those that can sit back and just go ahead and let the perpetrators that are killing these young people, these old people, these dads, these moms, these grandpas, these grandmas, these brothers, these sisters, these cousins, their friends, and to sit there and do nothing and just give them a free pass without any impunity whatsoever. No consequence. They're impervious from the law because they said so. And yet they work for you? Who are they attacking, friends? How could it be otherwise? Check this little guy out. His name is Stanley. He got not one shot, but two shots. And then he got a third shot concerning the doctor's directive. Check this out. This, to me, it's just... I've never seen anything like it. This is my little brother. He's on the bed. He's on the bed since July 30th, 2020. This has been our life, reports the mother. She said, the only reason I'm posting this is to reach out to all of you for your support. On July 29th, I took Stanley for his vaccines. He had three of them, two of them, which he had before, and then the Gardasil vaccine. Do you know what the Gardasil vaccine is? His doctor told him to do this. Here he is right here. You know what offends me? It says right about his GoFundMe page, it says, to find a cure for Stanley's unknown illness. Guess what, guys? Stanley was totally fine before he put any vaccine in his body that the Lord told his dad and his mom to never do. The life is in the flesh. It is in the blood. Leviticus 17:11. The Lord told you not to do it. If the enemy wants to get at anything, he's going to go to the blood if he wants to come steal, kill, and destroy. And that's exactly where corruption zeroed in on. Some might say, well, what is that? This is what's even crazier, folks. I'm going to go ahead and I want you to listen to exactly. If we run out of time, I'm still going to finish this because it's important that I do. It's called the GAR, here, I'm just going to go GARDASIL shot. This is what this little boy was given, okay? Do you know what it is? It's a shot, a vaccine that helps protect against certain cancers. Really? In men, it stops anal cancer. Why would you put a vaccine, why would you prescribe a shot that prevents anal cancer? Certain head and neck cancers, such as throat and back of mouth cancers. Hey, folks, can you make this up? Genital warts. He's a 17-year-old kid. He looks like he's about as pure as they get, folks. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. You want to tell me why a doctor would prescribe for a little boy to get a shot? Gardasil. Why he would get a shot to prevent anal cancer? You know what they're putting in their body? Cancer. You do understand that these people are pushing in and through. This is what communists do when it comes to the truth. They want you to believe their lie is the truth. And their truth is a lie. Isaiah 5:20. Can anybody tell me why somebody would prescribe a shot like that for a little boy? Please. 281-845-4704. Can you tell me, and I'm going to end with this, if I don't get a call here. Can anybody tell me what kind of people we must be dealing with that are okay to say murder your kids? Can anybody tell me with a question mark, please, what kind of people do you think you're dealing with that are prescribing said vaccines that the Lord forbids, that puts the cancer and whatever else they're putting inside of those bioweapons to kill and to murder and maim people? And here's the other thing. Here's the great wonder. And people on a worldwide basis, you go to sleep at night thinking somehow or another that they have your best interest in mind. Yeah, great, it reduces population. That's great. We all have the answer here, but my answer is different than yours, guys. Where's justice? Where is the justice for little Stanley? Where is the justice that the Lord commands? When I seen that video this morning, I said, Stephanie, I am telling you, what I'm feeling is I know it is the indignation of the Lord trying to figure out, not the Lord, me, going array, like, are these people for serious? They're still not holding them accountable for their crimes. Steve called in earlier from Minnesota. How do you help a people that don't help themselves? Well, you've heard me say that before. Hey, folks, can you just do me a favor right now? I just want to point something out again in the face of what Rumble's doing here with me and Tim's show. We've been dealing with this for 7 years now. We've been shut down by YouTube. We've been shut down by Facebook. Rumble's doing the exact same thing. They're throttling, and what's interesting, and I'm going to get an attorney involved in on this one as well. But the fact of the matter is, friends, that this is a paid channel. And what's crazy about it is when we started the show today, and I noticed it yesterday as well, the numbers were down about 100. And yet our subscriptions are going up. Will you do yourself a favor? If you don't want to do it, let me be the bad guy. Let me be the one to love on the people that you don't want to love on enough. There's no better way to say it. It's true. Put that up against Leviticus 19:17, 2 Chronicles 19:10. Will you please take these and share them with people? And I want to end with this, and I'll take this phone call. Thank you for calling, and I totally appreciate you. Who's going to stand up for all the people that have been murdered by your said representatives? That are making, in fact, if you didn't see this, I want you to see this. Robert F. Kennedy's doing nothing but highlighting the crimes. It's the same thing Rand Paul's doing. They're doing nothing but highlighting the crimes. There is no justice. There's none. There's no justice. And when the message is sent by the people that there is no justice, this is what's going to happen, is they're going to do it again. And we're going to be talking about next week, the week after, the month after, hopefully the year after that, about how they did it again. And I told you, if you're going to deal with this, you're going to have to deal with it the way that the Lord tells you to deal with it. Not the way that I'm going to tell you how you deal with it. You deal with it with a rope. And you publicly hang every one of these guys. Let me say it again, because you didn't quite understand. The way that you deal with these people that are killing our people here is you publicly hang them. That's what you do. You don't give them a free pass to go ahead and re-engage and do it again on another day, like everybody's talking about right now in the conservative movements, talking about how Bill Gates has now left the COVID because he's made all of this money from all of these said vaccines, the one that called for the depopulation. He did it. Nobody can denounce it. Nobody can deny it.
The videos are all over the place of him doing it and saying it, and now he's attacking the people on a different plateau. He's buying up land. He's committing treason with the Chinese. You're dealing, folks, with monsters. You're dealing with monsters. You're not dealing with people like that think like me and you. You're dealing with people that are mass murderers. And what's sad about it is you have many people today that are actually praising those that are guilty of the act. And I want to play something, then I'm going to take Dan Franklin. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and do this, and then when I'm done with Dan, I'm going to go ahead and show you a video, and then we're going to end out here. Hey, Dan, thanks for calling in, guy. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
I share your outrage and anger, as I think does everyone on your social media platforms. I know a lot of these people, some of them are new friends, but we're sick of it. We're tired of it. We want to act. And like you've always said, people aren't acting. Well, some of us don't know how or what to do. We start local. We work with local folks, but it doesn't solve the problem at the top. I just want to say I'm all in with you. I'm so angry and outraged by this evil. How do we stop it? How do we build gallows in the public square and put people to justice?
Well, I think people are feeling this, Dan. First of all, I want to go back respectfully and say when I got into the church, let me just tell you how it worked out for me. I was one of those kids that was totally kicked to the curb. I was one of those kids that understood exactly what those kids in public school are going through. And what I did is when I first got into the church, let me just tell you the story. And I sat there and I listened to a youth pastor talk for about 6 months about how he was going to go in and he was going to reach all these kids in public school. Well, one day he asked me to come out to a high school in Blaine, Minnesota. We ended up going out to Blaine, Minnesota. We went into the lunchroom. And what I did is I followed him into the lunchroom and he brought me into a corner of the lunchroom. And it, by the way, it's the biggest school in the state. There's like 3,500 students. And I said, can you do me a favor? And he said, what's that? I said, can you tell me why we're sitting in a back table at the lunchroom at Blaine High School right now? I said, can you tell me why it is that we're not talking to the whole student body in a high school assembly? See, what it was is it was this guy knew everything. He was God's anointed, and he was going to prove God, and yet he never did anything further than what came out of his mouth, and to the degree of his faith came out his actions going into that lunchroom and going to the corner, and then if anybody wanted to talk about Jesus, they could come talk to him. Listen, if that's as big as your God is, I don't want nothing to do with this, as I told him. We were invited to do a high school. We went out and we did a high school. The greatest demographic in the country is our high schools. The greatest mission field in the country are our kids. Our forefathers went to the kids. It's not an issue of when people say, Dan, we don't know what to do. Now, I know who I'm talking to here. You're a doer. I know you. I already get you, okay? But the answer is that's all you have to do is look outside your door to understand that we just have to go out there and start fires in the minds of the people. What I'm doing right now, Dan, is, and I was going to suggest this to you, and we can do this later on, but what we've been doing for years, and I didn't really think about it, is our radio affiliates have been giving us air cover to do events in their backyard. And we just did another one in Brandon. We've been doing this for years. And I thought, well, you know what, Dan? Yeah. That's what we should be doing there. Because someone's going to take a hold of this. Because it's our job not to just see conversions, but to also raise up disciples. You always see the disciples stand up and they'll run with the ball, per se. Or take the baton. And I'm talking about with the call that they have in their lives. And it's what I see all over the country. And so it's not hard to figure out where to go. Listen, I've got billboards. I've got radio. We got events coming up. We got the Minnesota State Fair. We're just looking at where the people are is where we're looking for opportunities. So as they're right now throttling our content on Rumble, we're actually putting up billboards. As they're throttling our content, we're putting ads in the paper. We're making people aware.
Everywhere we go, we're tracking people. We're talking to people. And it's not like it's like I'm systematically or methodically doing that. It's just when I'm led to go about and talk to people, I do it. And you're going to find, Dan, when you step out, you're going to find other people, what you have. You're going to find other people are in agreement with exactly what you're talking about. And I'm talking 8 times out of 10. When I say go to a gas station, get gas, and the guy next to you getting gas, have a conversation with him and see if he doesn't say the exact same things that you do. See, the media has been successful in dividing the people. And that's the problem the people.
I get that, and I do that, Bradley. I have every T-shirt that you guys have available, and I wear them, and they do spark conversations. It's great. I wanted to ask you, I would love to be in touch with the young man you mentioned in Brainerd who did such a good job of organizing. I thought we did a decent job here trying to get the word out in Portage last October.
Oh, you did fantastic.
And nobody showed up.
Yep.
The people that showed up were the people you brought with you.
Yep.
I was really frustrated by that.
On top of that, also, let's also bring in into the equation here, Dan, that your church leadership came in too. So they knew exactly what I was going to be saying. This is what we're dealing with in Florida right now, where churches are starting to say, okay, we can't have an absolute message. We can't hold to the word of God. We got to be seeker friendly. And, you know, we talked about all those statistics as well. But on the outside of that, you just have to take it by faith. And I want to make something clear here, Dan. I'm not I'm not scolding you or chastising you or backhanding you. I already know I already seen my brother in Indiana and what you're willing to do. But I can tell you this too. On the other side of that, I've also noticed that the number one response that we get when we do events is, I wish I would have brought more people. It's usually the second time around the events turn out to be what an event should be. Not in every case. But in this case, what I've noticed is the second time is always better. I will be more than happy, Dan, to connect you with the guy in Brainerd to tell you exactly how successful, what he's doing. And I think what he's probably going to tell you, and I'm just guesstimating here, but what I've observed, he's just going to say, I didn't know I couldn't do it. And he's just out there. I mean, he's got politicians coming. He's got the sheriff coming. He's laying it on the people that we got to do something. And people are responding to him. And I think that's what's important is, listen, when people know that you mean what you say and that they know that you are who you say, that fire is going to be contagious. And you don't really have to sell fire. They're just going to say, wait a second. And P.S., the last event we did in Brainerd, we got another one spawning. This happens all the time, too. We got another event pending in Bloomington, Minnesota right now because of that event. Happens all the time. I suggest, how about we do this, Dan? How about me and you connect tomorrow on the phone, and then I'm going to call the guy that's heading that up in Brainerd, and I'm going to connect you two right on the spot.
That sounds great, Bradley. I'm open to input, criticism, feedback, whatever. I just want to do better.
Yeah. Hey, guy, it's up to the Lord, right? That's all we can do is all that we can do. The fact of the matter is listen, if you are ineffective, and just it's what I love to say here, you know, and I've given the stats, I've given the numbers. I don't care about the numbers. But when you start seeing, when you become effective, you become a target. And that's why they're continuously trying to shut down our efforts over here. And I got to tell you, nothing frustrates me more, but I go back to what it says in the book of Exodus, chapter 1, where Pharaoh, who knew not Joseph, when he basically continuously afflicted the children of God, the more they were afflicted, the more they grew. When you got that spirit, that Holy Ghost in you, it's not the enemies they want. But those are the enemies that they're breeding right now. And that's exactly how I operate. It's like, if you're going to try shut me down, I'm going to go 10 different directions, and I'm going to make sure you understand you need to get your hands off what the Lord's doing here, because if not, we're just going to keep broadening our message through your persecution. And it's really the best thing in the world for the church. It really is.
Thank you so much.
Yes, Dan, can you call the offices tomorrow morning, please?
Yes, sir. Which number?
The 866-233-0747.
Okay.
We'll get something worked out. We'll make it. And by the way, Dan, we know who you are. And we know that you do a fantastic job. We know that you are in this. You know, it would be awesome is to get your church members, or should I say your overseers, to those that will come, is let's do an event outside and bear the reproach of Christ like it tells us in Hebrews 11, and we'll invite him again. And then what we'll do is this time we'll have a packed house in the process, and then we'll give a message that they're refusing to give inside of the building. And then they can see the response for themselves as to what the Holy Ghost is doing to those that are in the highways and the byways. I think a lot of these people, Dan, they don't understand. Those that have been bidden to the supper, the Lord says to them, you know what? You're not coming in anymore. You're done. I'm going to go out there now. Go out into the highways and the byways and seek and save that which is lost. We learned that a long time ago. It's not inside of the building. It's outside of the building. And I started the show off talking about those. So let's talk tomorrow morning, and I'll make the connection with you, my friend.
Okay, thank you, Bradley. Yeah. I appreciate it. I'm open to input, advice, guidance. And I see in the chat Hillman 63, who I think is the man you were talking about. So
yeah. Excellent. Oh, there you go. Okay, cool. Dan, why don't you do this in about 10 minutes? Why don't you call the office, and then I'll get my friend, Mr. Hillman, I'll get you guys connected. Give me 10 minutes, call the office, and I'll get you and him on the phone together.
Great. Thank you so much, Bradley.
Okay, sounds good. Appreciate it. Okay, so let me end the show with this, folks, okay? I seen this guy just the other day, and it's really something you have to hear. Now, I don't know. I listened to probably 2-3 minutes long, and I listened to it, and you could see that he was a punk kid, but he wasn't a punk, if that makes any sense. He was a street kid. You can see by his tattoos. But I want you to listen to what he has to say when he brings about resolution concerning the people that are guilty of the crimes, not just what we're talking about right now, but overall. And I'm talking about corruption in the system and in the halls of government today. I want you to listen to what he says concerning his resolution. Check this out.
Obvious solutions. One is to arrest the traitors in the U.S. Congress and White House who have sworn to uphold the U.S. Constitution. And somehow, the American people have sat by while the president has afforded himself the power to execute anyone, anywhere, anytime, for any American citizen to be detained without any due process of law, no representation, incognito, and theoretically, he could be condemned to death by a military tribunal in secret and executed. All of this operating under supposedly the United States Constitution, so all of these traitors need to be arrested first and foremost. When Netanyahu came to the Congress a couple years back, he received 29 standing ovations by these cowardly chicken hawk traitors. So the American patriots need to stand up and grab a pair and ultimately have some integrity and get rid of these traitors. Secondly, cut off all funding to Israel. Israel is a pariah state, a criminal state. It is committing active policies of genocide by the legal definition of the word according to Black's Law Dictionary. That country needs to be cut off right now. All of their attention needs to turn inward. Stop your little empire endeavors and full spectrum dominance and all of this sort of madness. Start taking care of your infrastructure back home. Start taking care of the American citizens who have worked their whole lives and now find themselves wondering how they're going to keep a roof over their head. All of that is very obvious and very sensible. Or America can continue to decline into an absolute total pariah state, hated and resented around the world, and maybe bring the whole world into World War III. We need some serious change in government, and that means getting rid of these traitors.
Did you get that, folks? See, that's what these people are brewing right now. And there's more we could talk about right now. I do want to highlight, now that I'm thinking about it, you do need to understand that these bills that have been passed to deport the illegals, it's interesting that when I first brought it up, I had a big flag about it. And I'm talking about discernment was telling me that's not what it's aimed at. And in the process, what we're finding, friends, John Whitehead, from none other than the Rutherford Institute, who's a friend of ours, we've known him for 20 years, he said just recently, now I said that right when this came out, you know, I want you to contemplate something. Consider the 72 definitions of what a Homeland Security terrorist is. Okay, remember that agency that was created after September 11th? Remember, it's all defining Americans as domestic terrorists. Okay, so when they came out after they allured all these illegals in, then you were promised by this lying criminal administration that sits in office today that they're going to deport non-citizens. Remember I told you, I said, listen, folks, you better understand they allured them in. There's 15-minute cities everywhere. You better stay armed, number one. And number two, you better be careful because it's aimed at you. It's not aimed at the illegals. They were the ones that brought them in here, okay? That's all they're doing is playing off each other. Well, none other than John Whitehead just came out and said deporting non-citizens protesters sets a dangerous precedent of punishment and retaliation for all of Americans. You better understand that what you're told for the millionth time by a politician, by the mainstream media, you better pull the curtain back and do your due diligence, because what you're going to find, just like myself, over and over, is that the opposite of what they're telling you is their intent. The opposite of what they're telling you is their intent. When you have a national law firm confirming what I told you a month ago, which I knew I was right anyways, there's no doubt about it. Anybody that stands in the way, that impedes the way of this global order, you're the problem. Be the problem. I'm the problem. Praise God, I'm the problem. Praise God. Folks, live your life for the enemies worry about how you live your life rather than you worrying about how or what they're going to do to you next. It's time for you to stand up. There is no lawful precedent for them to be doing the things that they're doing. And until the people hold, just like this guy said, hold these treasonous criminals accountable for their crimes and send the message, this is going to continue. Love you by what we do, and I'll talk to you in 23 hours. Thank you for the phone calls and good timing on the phone calls as well. I'm going to do my best to hook some people up and see what we can't do in Indiana together. Folks, it's for us to change things under the power of the Holy Ghost. It's for us to obey the commandments of God and see the miraculous in our distress. Folks, remember, in our extremity, that is the perfect opportunity for God's miracles to lay way on the people that love him enough to actually obey him. Matter of fact, he promises it, Hebrews 2:4. See ya.